Does everybody got a roll? This isn't to look through at the pastorette with different colors. Hello? I'm giving this ruler to you today for a purpose. You know, this little strip is used for measuring, and it's used for making straight lines, okay? And every time you see a ruler, God wants to remind you of something. He wants to remind you of what he's got to say to you and I today through the preaching and teaching of his word. And this is just going to spark something in your memory. The Lord told me to give it to you, okay? You know, the word of God says, Jesus said in Matthew 7, he said, wide is the road, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and narrow is the way that leads to light. He says, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and there be few thereby that therefore that find it. And what Jesus was talking about, he wasn't just talking about life and the hereafter. He's talking about life now. You know, Jesus came to give you and I Zoe life, abundance of life. I'm not waiting to get to heaven to have the fullness of life. God purchased the fullness of life for you and I on the cross of Calvary that we can enjoy it on the earth now. Amen? You know, I was looking at Jeremiah 21:8, and Jeremiah 28 says, he said that the Lord saith, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. You know, we're at a crossroads in life, and we're at this crossroads. And the only one that chooses which way is you. God's already provided the way, but it's up for you and I to enter in and accept what he's already purchased. Amen? So with that in mind, open your Bibles with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Everybody's got a ruler, right? Reuben, I got yours in my hand. Amen. Praise God. When you're Colossians 3, say amen. I'm going to begin to read in verse number 12. And the word of God says, put on therefore. Let's look at something, okay? First, that means I've got to take some kind of action. In other words, it's just like when I got up this morning, I put on some clothes, okay? I had to put something on. And when the Apostle Paul was writing this, he's saying, hey, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity or agape love, which is the bond of perfectness. The agape love is what glues it all together. It's like the glue that holds us together. Then he says in verse 15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be ye thankful. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now, when I was reading this, the Lord just took me to verse number 15. And this is the most important part, I believe, of this text in which Paul was saying. And God wants to get something in our hearts and lives today. He said in verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you were called in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen. The title of this morning's message is He Rules. We're going to look at the role, the ruler, and the ruling. Okay? So let's lift the word together and make a declaration in the house today. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It's never going to be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, that you sent your word for me. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Father God, for the word. I'm thankful for all that you sent it to accomplish in this house today. And as the word proceeds out of this mouth, Father God, may it bring you glory. May it bring you honor, Father God. To the hearers that are gathered here in their and are this arena, Father God, may they be built up. May they be encouraged. May they be comforted by your word. And Father God, when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory because something will be accomplished here today. The adversary is going to be defeated in a certain way today. There's fresh revelation that's going to come to some in the house today. And you're going to be glorified, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do in this house today. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory and praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. So first we're going to say, he says, in the peace of God, and the peace of God. You know, a rule, if you one of the definitions of rule is a statement of truth. We have rule, a statement of truth. And that's what we're going to talk about first. In other words, the rule is set. So let's look with me in John chapter 1. So I can establish a foundation for what I want the Lord wants to get in our hearts today. And John chapter 1, help me, Holy Ghost. In John chapter 1, verse number 16, the Word of God declares, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. Then in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, the Word of God says, for by grace we are saved by faith, that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. That Jesus said in John 8, 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So as the rule is set, our rule is set in Jesus Christ. And it's by grace. We receive the rule of Jesus Christ by grace. Look to your neighbor and say, it's all about grace. It's all about mercy. It's all about his love. He set the rules. Not I. Amen. You know, so look with me, and we're talking about, he said, let. For me to let something, it means I have to allow it. God isn't going to make me do anything, but he said, let the peace of God. In other words, I've got to allow that to take place. God isn't going to force nothing on you, and he's not going to force anything on me. So when he said, let the peace of God, go with me to Philippians chapter 4 a moment. Philippians 4, verse number 7. If you're there, say amen. If not, write it down because you will get some word. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Philippi in Philippians 4, 7, he says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. In other words, recognize in your natural man, you'll never get your head around the peace of God. But praise God, we have the mind of Christ. You know, the natural man doesn't understand the things of God. They're foolishness to him. But we don't understand it because they're spiritually discerned. Look at your neighbor and say, in Christ, we have the Spirit of Christ. So then he says in verse number 8, now he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue or if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. In other words, that's the truth. The truth is, Jesus is the way to peace. He's the truth about peace. He's the life in peace. That Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Amen? So he says, not only does he say that the peace of God shall guard your hearts and minds, there's something that we have to put into practice there. Excuse me. Hang that up for me. Thank you. When the adversary comes and tries to steal your peace and steals your joy, amen? And he does that. When he does it, you know, he says, for us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, so we prove it's a good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So for that to take place, if I'm not conformed to the things of this world, I'm letting him transform my mind, I'm letting him change my mind, I got to change my thoughts. I got to take control of my thought life. Hello? And God wants you to get a hold of something today that you can't control your thought life, but he can. Amen? He's given us a helper. He's given us an advocate. He's given us a friend. You know the problem with us as the body of Christ, so many times we're trusting ourselves to do everything, and we keep failing, we keep messing up, and we don't understand why we keep failing and we keep messing up is because we're not trusting the one that can do it for us. Amen? In other words, the Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter 1, 2, he said, and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And the more understanding I have, all of a sudden I know that I can do all things through Christ, but I don't give him the opportunity to help me. Now I'm not saying that everyone in the room isn't allowing God and not walking in peace. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that some do not understand how to put it into practice. You say, Pastor, I hear you saying that, but I can't do that. Oh, Pastor, I hear you preaching that, but I haven't been able to do that. Oh, I haven't been able to get a hold of that. That's what God wants you to get a hold of today. He says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. In other words, that word rule comes from the Greek word brabuo. It's spelled B-R-A-B-E-U-O. B-R-A-B-E-U-O. And brabuo means to govern. To govern. To take control. Amen? In other words, when he says the rule, in other words, there's a throne in my heart. I got to place him on that throne. Are you with me today? In other words, I can't do it in my own strength, but I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. And here's what the Apostle Paul, look at me in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12. Are you with me? Anybody with me? We have the rule. The rules, Jesus is the truth, the word, okay, we allow the word. The ruler, all right, is allowing Jesus to rule in our hearts. You know, the word of God says that when the Apostle Paul was teaching on the gifts of the Spirit and operation in the body of Christ, he said in 1 Corinthians 12, 3, he said, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, the reason I'm using this scripture to illustrate this, the word Lord comes from the Greek word kurios. Kurios, but it's spelled K-Y-R-I-O-S, and it means controller. It means governor. It means ruler. In other words, what the Apostle Paul was saying is saying, when you, many are accepting Jesus as Savior to save me, but they're not making him Lord. In other words, who controls our lives? Is the Lord controlling our lives, or are we controlling our lives? Who are we allowing to be in control? We want the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding, but we got to allow him to rule, brabuo. We got to allow him to govern our hearts. Amen? You know, if the Word of God says, out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth speaks, and He's in control of my heart, what's going to come out of my mouth? I'm going to be speaking words of life, not words of death. Amen? And God is here to encourage you, because you know what? I'd say that 3/4 of the people that are in this room right now are going through storms in their life that they don't know how to handle. It's way above what you can handle. And what does God say? He said, I'm bringing you a rhema word today to bring you life. I'm bringing you a word today to bring you life. The word comes, and the word is alive, and it's coming to bring us life, to bring us out of that place where we've been stuck, where adversary's been having a heyday with us. Has the adversary been having a heyday with anybody? Hello? Hey, hello? Come on, come on. Amen. I know that it's the word that the Lord has for today, and I know it's the word the Lord has for you today. I know it's the word the Lord has for me today. Man, when we were talking about that eagle soaring, hallelujah, that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to soar over things because of the one we trust in, the one that has our back and has our front and has our sides. Amen. I serve a great big God. Amen. You serve a great big God. Let's not put him in a little box. Amen. So many times we put God in a box, sort of like Jack in the Box. You know, we want to bring him up when we have a situation or a circumstance or a problem. Amen. And then we kind of say, well, I can't find him. Amen. But I want you to understand, he wants to rule in our hearts. He wants to govern our hearts. Amen. Look with me in Galatians chapter 6. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians 6:15, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Look at the one next to you and say, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But here's what he says. But, and as many as walk according to the rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. We've been grafted into the house, the family of God. Amen. And when we're walking in the truth, we're walking in the rule. What is the rule? The rule is the truth. It's a statement of truth. What is Christ? He's the ruler of our hearts. When Jesus sent the Spirit, he sent you the Spirit of truth. He said, how be it when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you into all truth, but he shall, because he will not speak of himself, and he will show you things to come. Amen? Amen. In other words, that Spirit of truth is what's ruling my heart. That's the rule. He's giving, and we place him as the ruler of our hearts. He's on the throne room of our hearts. Amen? So turn with me to Psalms 89, and I'll explain why we want to have him in this position. In Psalms 89, do we understand? If you understand what the Lord is saying, raise your hand. If you understand what the Lord is saying, lift your ruler up. In other words, well, I want you to look at your ruler for a moment. In other words, when the adversary comes in to try to steal your peace and wreck your minds, look at the ruler. Recognize his rule. Recognize that he's the ruler. You know, he says in Psalms chapter 89, verse number 8, he says, O Lord, God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Now let me ask you something. Let me ask you a question, a simple question. If the God we serve can say, peace be still to a sea, a roaring sea, what makes you think he can't calm the storm that you're going through in your life? In other words, he wants you to understand that greater is the one that's in you than he that's in this world. And no matter what the enemy brings against you, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God who's able. Amen. He's able to still the raging seas. I told my wife this morning, I come down to the church and there's these two women that are following me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, these two ladies keep following me around. Shirley Goodis and her sister Mercy. All right. Hallelujah. They follow me all the days of my life. But here's what the Lord was saying. When we mount up with wings as eagles, when that battle comes, I'm going to soar right over them. I'm not going to get caught up because it doesn't belong to me. What did God say? The battle belongs to him. You belong to the Lord. You're his child. You've tried to do it on your own strength and your own way, and you can keep on trying to do that, and it's never going to work. And it's like we go through the same thing over and over, and we end up the same place, and we say, oh, I should have learned that. God gave us rules. What's going to happen to the Washington Redskins today? I wouldn't talk about winning or losing. But they're going to commit fouls. They're going to break the rules from time to time. And when they break the rules, they have to take some, they have to go backwards. In other words, God has set the truth. Always trying to say to you and I, hey, let's adjust our lives to the truth instead of bending the truth to try to adjust to our lives. God, he says, I am God and I change not. He says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. So if he doesn't change, and he's already purchased everything, what has to change? Come on. Is it just me? You know, my prayer this morning was in this altar this morning was, Lord, may I decrease so you can increase. May there be less of me and more of you. And as he's bringing in, he's sweeping his love, he says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, which you were called into one body. That's the ruling. The ruling's in. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he calls you his own. You're grafted into a family. We're all in the same family. Amen? We're all the same family. And nobody's better than anybody else. God doesn't love anybody. I don't care what you own. I don't care what you possess. He loves everyone in the room the same. And in this world, you're judged. You're judged by what you have, what you wear, the way you look, the way you talk, the way you act, how much education you have. You're judged by those things. But God says, I love you just the same as I love anyone else. His love is agape love. It's unconditional. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. And he's in love with you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've been. I don't care what you went through. God still loves you. God is long-suffering. He loves every last one of us and has a plan in every life. There's a ruling that comes forth. You know, the ruling is, when I look at a ruling, I see a court and a judge. You know, and the ruling is two ways. There's a decision on both ways. You know, in Joel chapter 3, verse 14, the word of God says, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the Lord is near in the valley of decision. You know, but I see God's decision. One of the greatest decisions I see is in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 3. He says, blessed is the man that hears, reads, and keeps. Blessed, makarios, well off, favored. And he's saying to you and I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last. He said, blessed are you when you read this. Blessed are you when you hear this. Blessed are you when you keep this. He said, because time is at hand. Amen. You know, today is the most important day of your life. You can't do anything about yesterday, and you have no control over tomorrow. All you have control over is this very moment right now. Right now, that's where we have our control. And God is saying to you and I today, hey, he's got a plan in our life. He ain't going to change his mind. Are you with me? So in closing, amen, we find there's the rule, there's the ruler, and there's the ruling. And one thing God doesn't want to do, he doesn't want to rule you out. Amen? He doesn't want to rule out anybody in the room. Nobody knows where you are with him but you and him. God didn't call me to judge anybody. What God called me to do was speak this word, to preach this word. What you do with it's between you and him. You know, he said in Colossians chapter 2, verse number 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus as Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And he says in the last part of that scripture, and be ye thankful. In closing today, what God is saying to us is simply through the preaching and teaching of his word. He said, the truth is Jesus. If we allow him to come into our hearts, not just as our Savior, but make him our Lord. Brabuo. Let him govern and rule our hearts. Then the ruling will come back. Jesus, by the cross of Calvary, paid for our trespasses and our sins. And by putting our trust in Jesus, we stand before the judge, the Father, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. And he says, innocent. Innocent. Because we put our trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I'm so grateful for your word. I'm so grateful that you sent your word here today. Father, in the closing moments of the service, listen to me, church. If you're here today and you've accepted Jesus as your Lord, but you haven't really made him ruler. You haven't made him governor of your heart. You haven't placed him in that first place. That decision's up to you. And the only thing that you have power and strength in is about today. If that is you, would you slip your hand and say, Pastor, I want to put him there. There's one. Is there another one here today? Pastor, I don't have him as Lord. I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? I see that hand. You may put it down. I see that hand. There's another one. Is there another one here? I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there another one here today? I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there another one here today? Pastor, I just haven't placed him in that place of control. I haven't made him the controller of my life. Is that you? Is there another one here today? I don't want to miss a soul. I see that hand. You may put it down. You know, I'm going to ask you just to stand in your chairs and don't worry about what anybody thinks. This is about anybody. It's about you and the Lord. If you raise your hand, just stand up. Maybe you didn't raise your hand. You need to stand up. Would you please stand? Hallelujah. Lord, I haven't put you in that place, but today I'm making a decision. I'm going to make that decision today, Father God. Can you lift your hands towards heaven with me right now in the name of Jesus? Say, Father, I thank you, Lord, for what you did for me on the cross of Calvary. I thank you, Lord, for saving me. Now, Lord, I put you on the throne of my heart. Lord, take control of my life. I totally surrender it to you. Have your way in my life, I pray, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me on the cross of Calvary. In the name of Jesus. Now here's what the Lord wants to do. Secondly, everybody stay standing. You've been going through a storm, or you've been going through a battle, and it's robbed you and stole your peace. And I want you to come around this altar, because God, the Prince of Peace, wants to minister to you today. Hallelujah. You've been in a storm and your peace has been rocked. And God wants to minister to your heart and life. Would you please come? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you just lift your hands up around here, around the altar today?